This year, 71,000 women will die from lung cancer. That's almost 80% more than will die from breast cancer. And more than will die from breast, uterine, and ovarian cancer combined. Lung cancer diagnoses among women are up sixfold in 30 years. For women touched by lung cancer, it's easy to feel alone. No sports teams in pink cleats. No iconic ribbons on politicians' lapels. No telethons, benefit concerts, or bracelets. No nationwide survivor walks. Lung cancer is a painful, lonely journey. Let's show our mothers, sisters, daughters, friends that they are not alone. We turn the tide on breast cancer. We can do it for lung cancer, too. Go to womenandlungcancer.org to help. That's womenandlungcancer.org. That's womenandlungcancer.org. Spread the word. Join the fight.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Is it Sunday again already?
It feels like it.
You know, when you get to a certain age, it just whips by.
It's a rainy, gloomy Sunday.
Not for me.
Yes, it is for me.
I'm happy all the time.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because we've got a studio full of, we're surrounded by women mostly, except for Sean and Adam. You're not women.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'll explain who they are in a minute. But we do have the women behind Gordy's Pickles. Sheila Fain and Sarah Gordon are here.
I know.
And
they're making the rounds.
Well, they're not only making the rounds, but they're making a real splash with their pickles. And we're going to do that. And we're going to
have a splash with pickles? It's a splash with pickles.
Don't start this early in the show.
I'm just saying.
No, back off, man.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. And then you want to talk about Monica and Domenica?
I guess I'm going to.
Go ahead.
All right. So if you want to cook like some of the best cookbook authors around, not just locally, but also nationally, you can with Postmark Chef. We're going to find out all about this new product. And in with us, our return guests, Monica Bidet, noted cookbook author, and Domenica Marchetti, another fantastic cookbook author. They both participated in Postmark Chef. They're going to tell us all about it. And I have Ramps in studio. Gina Tresavani, mixologist extraordinaire, was looking for him, but I got him. And I got him because Chef Adam Barnett from Eventide has come in. He's going to be cooking up vegetables in studio. He's got a soft spot for them, and we're going to find out all about it.
As long as the vegetables aren't soft, I hate that. You know?
No.
They're mushy?
No.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
I'm a meat and meat guy. And
yeah, he wants to talk about vegetables, but he's got a big old pig on his chest. I love that.
That's right. And Sean Mooney's in from 3 in Clarendon, and he's going to be talking oysters and craft beers and all of that. And he also
came with presents.
We got to throw a shout out to Brian Robinson, the chef there, who sent pork.
What did he send?
He sent a cured pork cheek.
Just for us.
Yeah.
What a day we're having.
Awesome. No, I would send it for me.
Yeah. You wouldn't know what to do with it.
All right. So, Sean, let's start with you since we already got you talking.
Yeah, so Restaurant 3 is doing this huge promotion on Sundays with oysters.
Yep, Oystravaganza.
All right. Well, let's hear all about it.
It's just a celebration of beer and oysters, all things that are good for this, well, not today, but the spring, nice warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating local oysters. I've got a couple Blue Points in here as well. And then the beers we got are just, you know, nice, refreshing, crisp. They wash these oysters down really well.
Well, let me jump in and ask you a question, because we've had other people with oysters in before. Is it true that they're an aphrodisiac? I know beer is. God knows.
You can't have to ask my girlfriend. I'm not really.
She's like, wait, I'm not going on air.
She's climbing out the window.
Right? No, but why doing this on Sundays? I mean, Sundays, usually most people who do sort of promotions on Sundays, it's like family dinner or, you know, early suppers. But this is like... it's like a happy hour.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the Clarendon area, a lot of the industry folk, like to go out for a Sunday fun day when we get out of work on Sundays or after Sunday brunch. So we kind of figured this will tie in for Sunday fun day. You know, you either come in to start your Sunday fun day or come in to finish it.
What time can you do it between?
Between 4 and 9. 4 to close.
Oh, so
4 to close. We're running oysters on the half shell. Oyster sliders, oyster stew, oyster Rockefeller with our house-cured bacon.
See, that's perfect, because I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but I start to get depressed around 3 o'clock on Sunday because the weekend's over and I got to go back to work. So what a...
Yeah, come on in and we'll rev you right back up.
Drown them in a couple of craft beers.
I was going to say, start your Monday off really slow.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Don't yell.
Okay, so what are we going to start with this morning?
Well, you have some options. If you guys want, we can start with the fried oysters right off the bat. These are...
Yeah, I mean, I've already carb loaded this morning. Yeah. I already have my bagel, so I'm good to... Let's keep it going.
Okay. Then we got some nice... Tappahannock fried oysters, cornmeal crusted with a little Creole remoulade
on
top.
Did you say Rappahannock?
Tappahannock.
All right, what's Tappahannock?
Tappahannock is just northwest on the Rappahannock River.
We've had the Rappahannock guys in.
It's like Urbana, Virginia. We got them out of Buster's Seafood out of Urbana, Virginia.
Okay.
Do you know that it was actually founded by members of the Rappahannock tribe who couldn't spell Rappahannock? So,
stupid.
Thank you very much.
God.
I'm just starting early.
I know.
All right, well, don't bogart those oysters,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
right, get them over here.
All right, well, what beer are you guys going to pour first?
First, we're going to do the Eggenberg Pils. It's out of Austria. It's not local, but it is a nice, crisp, really refreshing beer. We just did a whole lineup. These are on draft at the restaurant, so mm-hmm. we brought them in for you guys. They just go really good with the oysters, and they're perfect for this type of weather. You know, once it gets warm tomorrow, it'll probably be, you know, 100 degrees or something tomorrow.
Exactly.
So we're going to start off with this, and we'll go to heavier as we progress throughout the show.
Okay, great. And when we come back to you later, let's hear more about your guys' beer program, because I know it keeps expanding.
Not a problem.
So pass over those beers and the oysters.
That, let's talk to Gordy's Pickles girls. All right. So let's get the 411 on you guys.
Thank you.
I mean, we know that you're... Sarah Gordon and Sheila Fain, but we don't know anything else about you. How did all this
You can stop passing them now,
happen?
David.
I didn't know what she was doing. Sheila's looking at me like, give me back that beer.
She's like, she wouldn't let go.
Punk. I like someone who stands up for herself. So how did all this happen? Where are you guys from?
I've been living in D.C. for about 7 years, but I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, as are we.
Well, not me.
Thank you, my friend. We're eating oysters while we do
okay.
all this.
Okay, so what brought you to D.C.?
I actually came out here for a job. I was running a program for young adults with cancer.
Oh,
I'm a cancer survivor, so.
Oh.
Working for the American Cancer Society?
No. I started my own program, very similar to Team in Training, called Run Try. That I got diagnosed when I was a young adult, so I wanted to.
So did our son, by the way.
Oh no way!
Mm-hmm. Oh way!
Yep. When he was 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was 21.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We can share notes afterwards.
So that's what got me out here. And then I did a number of things in between. And then
pickles?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Then she met Sheila.
So, yeah, Sarah and I met each other in 2007.
Did you guys meet at a bar or something? Where did you guys meet?
Almost. Yeah, a few before we actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then how did pickles happen?
Organically.
Yeah, we knew we wanted to do something collectively, and so we just kind of stockpiled on pickling books and got our hands dirty, and
neither of you grew up pickling or canning. I mean, was this part of your family business?
You don't think that's weird? Let's do something together. I know. Pickles.
Well, we both really love pickles, so it was kind of like a natural...
Okay, I really like pickles, too. I mean, I do, but I'm not making them in my kitchen. So,
yeah.
I mean, what brought you to that point?
I think we reached a really curious point about, you know, wanting to make our own pickles.
Uh-huh.
And so we, you know.
What was the research like for it? So what did you have to do? And how did you, because you have several products.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you come up with it? And where do you produce them?
Well, like Sarah said, we bought a good number of canning books.
Mm-hmm.
And then we added our personal touch to all of the recipes until we found the perfect blend of flavors. In fact, we took second place at the International Pickle Festival in November for our sweet chips.
Wow.
And we produce all of our products at 9th and V Northwest.
Where do they do the International Pickle Festival?
Rosendale, New York.
Neat.
Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Is there an international festival for everything?
Probably.
Because
so.
I think I could win the one for stupidity.
Okay, but so let's talk about your individual products. Which was your first one? Like, what did you want to perfect first?
So the sweet chips is actually our signature recipe.
Okay.
And then we kind of built everything after that.
Okay. And what are you looking for in a sweet chip?
Crunchy.
Right.
And yes. Also a really good balance of flavors. Anyone that's had traditional bread and butters can probably agree that they're generally too sweet.
Yeah. And mushy.
Big name brands use fructose. We don't use
You know, something just occurred to me. It would be really important for the host to try your pickles as you're talking about them.
Oh, absolutely.
Send them this way, girls.
Okay, so...
Why do you think I'm on this show?
You started with the bread and butter style pickles first.
Thank you.
Correct. And then what was the evolution? Like, did you know you wanted four products? Do you want more than four products? Like, what's your process?
Sure. We definitely wanted to have something that everyone... we wanted to... Mm-hmm. You know, satisfy a variety of palates.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone likes sweet, so that's how we came about the Hot Chili Spears recipe. It's kind of a classic dill recipe. We made it a little bit different by adding hot chili peppers.
Which is great.
And that was done intentionally to give it a mild spice, but not anything overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah really loves spicy. I love Asian food, so we kind of... marry the two flavors together with a little bit of Thai basil infused in our jalapenos.
Which are delicious.
And then the relish was something that, you know, we wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Relish is generally mushy, and we took a lot of care to hand chop everything.
I'm going
to
put some on
we hand chop all of the ingredients that consist of green bell pepper, cucumber, garlic, and
what do you guys do when you disagree? You go, Sheila, you say, this is perfect. And Sarah, you break the chair, and then and then you go, no, it needs more oomph, or it doesn't. What happens? How do you resolve your pickle problems?
We did a lot of that during product development because I was really fixated on the crunch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Sheila would bring me stuff, and I'd be like, no, it's.
So, did you taste a bunch of pickles? Like, did you buy did you just taste not just the ones you made?
Oh,
but
competitors,
did you like, you know, do your recon and like. Taste the big brands, and did you go looking like across the country of like other craft
people?
We
did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've had almost every pickle out there, and whenever a new one comes out, we get
like,
it right away.
I gotta go try that. Well, so you got out. So I know you're working with Derek Brown, and you're working with some other local restaurants. How did those partnerships come to be, and what are you doing with them?
Well, the first partnership was with Melanie Hunter of Blackbird Warehouse.
Uh-huh.
She's the resident bartender there, and she was really inspired by our sweet chips brine, mm-hmm. which is infused with garlic and ginger to do an oyster shooter.
Okay.
So she makes a cocktail that's an ounce of gin, half an ounce of the sweet brine, and quarter ounce of fresh lime juice. We use sriracha and kosher salt.
Does anyone die?
No.
It sounds delicious. So fortunately, Sean came in with oysters today. Yeah. So we're going to get to try it in studio.
Here,
how much fun.
Pass this over and
so that's already mixed?
It's already mixed.
All right. I want Leslie to take a picture. Yeah. All right. Very cool.
I start with the rim.
I'll just take a sip. She can take a picture.
Yeah, it is designed to be a shooter, but we think it's a great drink to sip on. The rim.
How could you shoot this whole thing?
Yeah, it's quite large.
It's quite large. And so what about with Derek? What are you guys doing with Derek?
And we met with Derek to get his take on the pickleback phenomenon.
Well, and can you explain to people who may not know what a pickleback is?
So essentially it developed out of Brooklyn at Bushwick.
Of course, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the Portlandia of the East.
Exactly. it began there kind of as a cover-up for... like subpar whiskey, and you chase it with a shot of pickle brine.
Okay.
To ease the burn.
Yeah.
Like tequila and a lime, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And isn't that the same process?
It is.
But why was it not good whiskey? I mean, why did they pick something just because it was cheap? Was that the whole point?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of to just ease the burn and to cover up a bad whiskey, you know? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what are you doing with Derek?
My
mouth is on fire.
I think you just took a sip of that drinking.
Now I'm up.
So Derek Brown met with us to essentially do a taste of local whiskeys.
Uh-huh.
And we all unanimously agreed that the Catoctin Roundstone Rye
right,
complemented our sweet chips brine perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
The focaccia. we've had them
so,
in here.
Yeah, so this is more not of a cover up, but we think just like a great pairing.
I think
they really complement each other.
We need to tell everybody who Derek Brown is because he's the mixologist of the stars. Yeah, but what if they don't?
Well, all right.
See,
so
that's
tell
being
them.
Snooty. He is. I mean, he's behind the passenger.
I rock that. I am snooty. I'm okay with it.
And he is really. He's not just a bartender, but I mean, he's a real.
Bar chef.
He's a real bar chef. And he comes, I mean, last time he was in here, he had some of the weirdest stuff. It was all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
I mean, it was
brilliant.
Everything but peppermint toothpaste mixed in there, and it was delicious.
We
so,
agree.
As we go out, do you want to hear what these crunchy.
Go ahead, make a crunch, and then
ready?
I'll take us out. Very good. Aw, hear the crunch. You made her so happy. Mm-hmm. All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
In the beloved fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast. Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly 1 in 3 children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Carmine's, New York's legendary family-style Italian restaurant, is also here in D.C., serving up huge platters of real good, no-kidding Italian food in 9 private dining rooms. It's like a trip to a big Italian family dinner, with extra-large portions of antipasti, pasta, seafood, and meat entrees served up on huge sharing platters, and all reasonably priced. Carmine's is just the way it used to be at Grandma's house, if your grandma was a real no-kidding Italian. Carmine's on 7th Street near the Verizon Center. Anywhere else is forget about it. Call them at 202-737-7770.
Hi, this is Carl Alzner of the Washington Capitals.
The green light for the linesman. Adam into the Washington zone. Coming down low, the shot. Save made. That's it. Good morning. Good afternoon. And good night, Buffalo. The Capitals with a win in the shootout. 4-3 over the Sabres.
Catch every minute of Caps hockey right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, and online at federalnewsradio.com.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7742.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I am stuffing my face with, what kind of oysters are these?
Those are local Chesapeake Bay oysters.
What he said. And Gordy's Pickles Relish, which is awesome.
Yeah, all right, so we want to know a little bit about your pickle-making process. It's very interesting to hear that the pickles are made actually here in D.C., so do you guys have some factory on W Street? I mean, where is it made? Are they made in your bathtub? How does it work?
So we actually work out of a commercial kitchen, 9th and V, okay. The Mazrat House.
Sorry.
Eric Hilton.
That's where that pop-up was for the pho. I remember
yes.
that. Sure.
So we're super thankful and grateful to be able to use their kitchen space. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where it all happens.
And and you do all your canning yourself?
We do. Yes. Yeah, just us two.
Oh, my God. Doesn't that take an awful lot of work?
It does.
Canning is a lot of work.
Yeah,
wow, she's like,
the relish is hand chopped, so that's kind of the most time consuming of them all. But you know, we think that's part of the craftsmanship. Simple ingredients.
Can you say pickle production process 10 times
fast? I could try.
And where can we find you? I know you guys are in Whole Foods. Are you in all the local Whole Foods?
We are in Whole Foods Friendship Heights.
Yes,
and then we'll at the end of the week we'll be in our second Whole Foods, Baltimore Harbor East.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a great place to be.
Mm-hmm. And then other than that, we're in 20 retail locations around D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Mm-hmm. But you guys do a lot of demos. I mean, that's how I met you, doing a demo.
We do.
So where can people find you next?
So we'll be at actually sampling our products at Taste of Nation, mm-hmm. Which is April 2nd.
Yep.
And then we'll be doing a lot of other like in-store demos. And at the end of the month, we'll be at the Sweet Life Festival with the Sweet Green Boys and
yeah,
the rest
great.
Of the crew.
And what about farmers
markets? Sweet green boys.
Do you do farmers markets?
We do. We just had our farmers market debut this past Thursday. We're now participating in the Penn Quarter Market.
That's a good one.
Every Thursday.
Fresh farm market.
Through the remainder of the spring, summer, into the fall.
And what was it like? What was your first one like?
Incredible.
Was
awesome.
Was it?
Yeah. It was really great.
That's great. Plus, you get to meet all the chefs. What
yeah,
a, like, it's such yeah, a great way to do it. Good. Yeah.
Do you guys sleep?
No? Not much.
Well, you'll have to get pickled in the
They
got to
get
sleep.
Up to make the pickles, right?
Thank you. I've been waiting the whole show to say that. So,
all right, guys, where can people find you? Let's give a last shout out. Is there a website? Tell us more.
There is. We have a list of locations on our blog, but we're on, you can find us at Cork Market, Smucker's Farm of Lancaster County, Seasonal Pantry, Whole Foods.
So's Your Mom.
Okay. And let's get your website up
Cheese
there.
Teak.
So all the local. Yeah. All right. And your website,
Our website's gordyspicklejar.com.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Sean.
What's next?
Let's go back to you. This beer was very good.
What do you guys feel like? You feel like raw oysters? You feel like oyster stew? Do you feel like bacon jam?
The answer is yes.
Bacon jam.
Bacon jam. All right, so I went ahead and shucked all the four different kinds of oysters that I brought. I brought Malpex. You can help me out with the pronunciation. Tatamagouche, Malpex, and then I said the local Chesapeake oysters. At three, we like to put our little twist on a condiment. We make a bacon jam. We take our house-cured bacon, blend it with caramelized onions, coffee, and bourbon. Mm-hmm. You put that on a raw oyster, and it's to die for. So if you guys want...
That's exactly what I want. That sounds good. I'm going to have my vegetables later in the show.
Boy, she's
right
shy.
Now, right. I'm going to start with bacon and oysters.
Very nice.
And what kind of beer?
Let's get Monica and Domenica up
Yeah,
here
what
too.
Kind of beer are you going to pour
All right,
with
that? So our next one is going to be the Full Circle Kolsch. Again, we're going a little bit heavier than the Eggenberg, but not too much.
Okay.
Really light, really crisp, a little malty. Again, that's on draft.
How many beers do you guys have on draft these days?
On draft, we have 8 beers on Sundays, especially today. If you guys come in, it's $3 drafts until we close tonight.
Nice.
That's nice.
We also have 80 craft bottled beers, so you could pickle yourself at Restaurant 3 tonight if you really wanted to.
Very cute, Sean.
I have to remind people every now and then, I'm the comedian here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Thanks
I'll stick
much.
To my day job.
Yeah.
All right, well, pass those on, please. And let's bring in Postmark Chef. And Domenica Marchetti and Monica Fidei are both in to tell us about this great new product. You want to start off the interview?
Sure, because they're both cookbook authors of note. What note? I don't know.
I don't know, but that was very kind.
C major?
Very good. Say more.
C major? All right, so I'm going to read this because there's too much to remember. Monica's got her own website, A Life of Spice. She just recently published In Conversation with Exceptional Women, of which my wife is one.
Yes. One
I'm not
going to
make a joke
ones.
Because I want there to be marital bliss. And you've also got two Indian-inspired cookbooks, Modern Spice and the Everything Indian Cookbook. Did
That's
I do
correct.
That right?
Yes, yeah. You did.
And Domenica.
Si.
Domenica. Parliamo in italiano. Va bene.
Benissimo.
All right. Her website is Domenica Cooks, and she's the author of a bunch of books, including The Glorious Pasta of Italy, Big Night.
Big Night In.
Yes, Big Night In, and Glorious Soups and Stews of Italy, of which there are many.
Yes, indeed.
Did I do that right?
You did a great job.
I'm so proud of myself.
Yay.
I think you can keep him around, Nikki.
Thanks.
Watch
well,
it.
His ability to
Watch
read the
it.
Script, I don't know if that's enough to keep him around for, but I appreciate the...
Watch it. So, Postmark Chef, why don't you guys give us an idea of what that is? Because Postmark, to me, sounds like the mail.
Well, it's this wonderful concept, which sort of answered a lot of issues that I'd been having with trying to get people to try, you know, a different cuisine, because everybody would say, oh, you know, I love Indian or I love Italian, I love Japanese, but it's so hard to go and buy the ingredients, and then I'll go buy, you know, a bag of cumin, which I'm never going to use again. What am I going to do with it? And so this company, Postmark Chef, approached me with a wonderful idea. You know, they create kits based on a complete meal. Mm-hmm. So you have exactly what you need for when you need it, and if you fall in love with it, you can always go out and try more. So it's like the try before you sort of commit yourself fully to something idea. And it's been terrific because you can sample different cuisines, different types of cooking. Like they're coming out with a kit on molecular gastronomy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You want to go buy something for molecular gastronomy, one jar of agar agar, she said, you know, costs a lot, and how much are you going to use?
Right.
The recipe says like 1 teaspoon. What are you going to do with the rest of it?
So are these prepared meals, or are they?
They're not quite prepared meals. They are kits, and for example, the one that Postmark Chef and I did together is based on some recipes in Big Night In and another one of my books. And so our goal was to create a really nice, elegant Italian meal, not a spaghetti and meatballs kind of Italian dinner, but something more contemporary and elegant. And so Postmark Chef provides you with all of the non-perishable ingredients. Correct. So, and very meticulously sourced ingredients, like mm-hmm. a wonderful orange blossom honey from Italy, balsamic vinegar from Modena, the kit that...
I always like when you speak. I don't know. You're speaking completely like crisp, normal English, and then all of a sudden it's got this fabulous Italian accent. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
You should do that more.
Oh, shut up.
And, well, yes, indeed. And you have a lovely Italian accent. Right.
Oh, Domenica. You can be Mrs. Nellis number 4.
So my kit is a caramelized pork tenderloin dinner, and mm-hmm. the pork is served on a bed of farro, which is a wonderful grain mm-hmm. similar to wheat berries. So instead of buying a whole bag of farro, Postmark Chef provides you with just the amount you need to create this recipe. And the pork tenderloin is on the ingredient list of things that you go out and buy yourself. So basically, they're making it easier for you to create a gourmet menu in your own home. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, for people who are busy but who really want good, delicious gourmet food. So there's the pork tenderloin. There's a wonderful salad with arugula and endive and mustard and and vinegar. So
let's just talk a little bit about the process. Yeah. So you both have created recipes for the site. I know David Hagedorn.
Yes, he's also created some.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle Richard, right? Mm-hmm. So I know that there are lots of different chefs doing it.
Yeah.
I know there's lots of different chefs doing it, but let's talk about the process. So like Monica, if, you know, I wanted to buy one of your kits, mm-hmm. you know, how do I find out what you're doing? Like, can you walk me through the website and how it works a little bit?
Absolutely. So what Postmark Chef did with my particular idea was that they created this lovely thing called the Bombay Fusion Party. So you want to have a little cocktail party with your friends focused around
Indian food.
We have
lots of cocktails here.
Just start drinking now. So what happens is you go and order the kit from the website, and they send you pretty much, like Dominica said, everything that's non-perishable in little pouches. Everything, you know, they've sourced ingredients from the best of places.
And it's all measured out.
There's no fuss. So
can you
all
open
you
up one of your kits?
Absolutely.
David can
so here, why don't I pass
give
it
to him
to
and
you.
Let him finish
it.
Oh,
I'll mess this up, I'm sure.
But what I really liked
I love
is
the packaging. I think it's so cute.
What I liked is it's not the 30-minute approach to cooking. I mean, the recipes are not dumbed down. The ingredients
so
are not dumbed down.
In here too.
Everything is separated.
This is cool.
Yeah, so it comes in beautiful packaging. And, you know, we've given these as gifts to people, and they've just absolutely loved it.
But you
yeah,
just they're great gifts. You're not getting it back.
So go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying it's not the dumbed-down approach to cooking. This is not, you know, take this kit in 30 minutes you'll have a dinner ready. Mm-hmm. This is for food lovers. You know, take this kit and it'll take you maybe a couple of hours to put the thing together, but you'll have a beautiful meal with authentic flavors on your table
right.
with ingredients that are actually good for you.
And yeah. how are the steps laid out for, like, the novice? I mean, is this for, can anybody do this? I mean, do you have to know what you're doing?
The steps are laid out very simply. I mean, they've taken down, you know, every single instruction in the recipe for, I think a lot of the kits, they provide video, they've provided photographs, and it's very simple to follow it step by step.
What
so
she really
I
wanted
say,
to ask was, could I do it?
Well, I mean, you know, like, yeah. I love to cook. This process speaks to me because sometimes I really don't have the time to go do everything. Of course, it needs a little foresight, and I am one of those, like Aviva Goldfarb's, you know, 6 o'clock scramble. Like, you know, oh my God, what am I making for everybody for dinner tonight? But I love the idea of being able to sort of think ahead and be able to order a concept for a meal and then go ahead and do it.
Yeah, because it takes the fuss out of everything.
Right.
You know, you're trying to make a meal, and you look at a recipe, and you go, I don't have that, I don't have that, I don't have cilantro,
right,
I don't have onions, next. So you're prepared this way, and at 6 o'clock, then you're like, okay, all I have to do is now just pull this together because everything is with me.
For people who are listening, we're going to go to break in a second. Give them the website now to make sure that people can write it down.
Postmarkchef.com. Com.
Yeah.
That's very complex.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out more about the recipes that you can find at postmarkchef.com. I think we have some more oysters and beer in the future. And then we're going to be really good and have our veggies. We'll be back in just a sec.
Walk MS. Every step matters, every dollar counts, and every person makes a difference. Hi, this is Sinead Simpson from ABC7. Please join me in the movement to end MS forever at Walk MS this April. Support the National Multiple Sclerosis Society and walk to create a world free of MS. Register for one of six sites around the D.C. area at msnu.org. That's msandyou.org.
Presented by Booz Allen Hamilton.
Dude, check out my new Pioneer DEH44 car stereo with built-in HD radio technology and new HD2 HD3 channels.
HD2 HD3 channels?
Get with it, man. HD2 HD3 channels are all these new free digital radio channels.
How do I listen to them?
With the new Pioneer DEH44 HD radio receiver. It's only $120 at Walmart.
Walmart? That's cool.
Yeah, just go to HDradio.com and check out the station guide. They're adding new channels all the time.
Learn about HD radio technology at HDradio.com. More radio, more value.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we've got Domenica Marchetti, not related to Gino Marchetti, right?
Not that I know of.
That is really a shame. He was a hell of a
ball player. I've never been asked that before either.
Yeah, sure. Hard. And Monica Bidet, who has had several chances in 3 days to spend time with me, you lucky girl. And
I know, who's also not related to Gino Marchetti.
You're not? No,
just
you're
clarifying.
Not,
I don't
know. Just in case anyone has any doubt.
But at least you know who Gino Marchetti is. I said that to my wife. She's like, huh? Who? And we're talking about Postmark Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Whose idea was this? I know whose idea it was. I'm asking that question knowing the answer. Okay. But tell us a little about how it all got started.
Okay. Nalini, is the brains behind Postmark Chef.
And her husband.
And her husband,
Joe. It was a partnership.
Martinez, yes. And so they created this, I love their entrepreneurial spirit. They created this business to make recipe kits to send out. And so Nalini approached Monica, and she approached me and other area chefs and cookbook authors and asked to work with us to develop recipes to make these kits. And so, I picked recipes from my books, tweaked them, but really Nalini is the one who has done all the work to put together these kits, to measure out the ingredients, to adapt the recipes so that they work as a recipe kit. So, and I have to say the whole process has been really meticulous and well thought out. And that's why I like working with her, because I think she's just done an excellent job of adapting these recipes.
Right.
Something good.
It was also one of those aha moments when she first spoke with me and told me what she was doing. It was one of those, now why didn't I think of that?
Right.
You know? What a smart idea, because particularly with different ethnic cuisines, people are always scared to try them. They're always scared to buy the ingredients. And she's like, well, I'll take the fear right out for you.
Well, you know what? It's one thing to think of it. It's another thing to, like, pull the whole thing
Absolutely.
Together. This must have been a monster.
Absolutely.
So now the site is up and running, and you can buy these. Now, do you think this makes for a good gift for people? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Excellent gift,
I think it makes a
great gift for people. For people who are busy. You've got two income households. People work, but they want to eat well. It's a good gift for new mothers who still want to be able to eat more than, like a
bowl of cereal.
Bowl of cereal, right.
Sure.
So you know, newlyweds. I think it really is a gift that would be appropriate for a lot of different people.
I have another suggestion for gifts as well, which I've sort of stumbled upon when, you know, the kids started coming in and she would bring over samples and we would try different things. My son and his friends love to cook and they're, you know, 12, 13, 14. This is a great gift for them because he's like, Mom, I could use this kit and make you dinner because I can understand and everything's measured out and he doesn't need to know, you know, all the different spices
kind of kid
and everything.
Is this? Now you're saying he's not attached to a set of headphones and a hand controller? And...
No, he's the sort of kid that's attached to the soccer ball on most days but loves to be
in the
kitchen.
Oh, we got to get one of those kids.
Yeah. Now, let's just talk about your Bombay Fusion Cocktail Party just for a second. Let's tell people what they can find. I want to just pick like one kit of each of yours and tell people a little bit more about what they can find in it.
Sure. In the cocktail party kit, we've included several recipes that are just super fun to eat. You know, there's pomegranate shrimp, which is flavored with pomegranate molasses, coriander, and cayenne.
Is that what we just tasted? The pomegranate molasses?
Yeah, he was sticking his finger in the pomegranate molasses.
But delicately.
Delicately.
In a dainty way.
Yes, it was very dainty. The garam masala chicken, which is chicken that's been flavored with really warming spices like cardamom and cinnamon, and it's finished off with very rich flavors of coconut milk. And I just wanted to say, you know, it uses a little bit of coconut milk, and she found this little tiny can of coconut milk
I'm marveling at the packaging because it's so
beautiful,
pretty and quaint, and it sort of has this very artisanal feel with these great jars and the beautiful brown paper packaging. Now, for your cocktail party, how many people does that serve?
Four.
And can you up it? Like, what if I want to do for a party of eight? Does that mean I need two orders? You can just up it.
Can up the
and you can do that for your dinners, too.
Yes, indeed. You can get a kit for two servings or for more servings. So, they will custom prepare the kits to serve the number of people that you want to serve.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, great. All right, well, let's give a shout out one more time where people can find the website. And of course, we can find information about each of you on that website, correct?
Absolutely, right. And it's postmarkchef.com. And she's got great new kits coming out for Japanese and molecular gastronomy and kids' birthday party.
Oh, so, terrific. Yeah. Right, Beverly Beery, right? Is it Barbara Beery? She was a guest on the show, too. It's like 6 degrees of food.
Yes,
in the
indeed.
We all know each other now.
We'll expect our cut.
All right,
guys.
Well,
thanks.
Let's go back
to Sean Mooney.
Thank you.
Sean, all these oysters.
Did you try those yet?
No.
You are the man. I tried to spear one. I wasn't
what
doing
is this?
Real well.
So kidding. That's our bacon onion jam.
Is the bacon onion jam.
Yep, that's bacon onion jam, and I believe you're picking it off of a Malpec there, which would be nice.
It's delicious.
The bacon onion jam is really good. Mm-hmm. It's different than the traditional cocktail. Yeah.
You know, it's really yummy. How do you guys make that?
Take our house-cured bacon, and it's real simple. Blend it with caramelized onions, bourbon, and coffee.
Yum.
As much or as little bourbon as you
delicious.
Like.
Delicious. And is on the menu every Sunday?
That's on the menu every Sunday. That's just one of our funky condiments that comes with them.
Okay.
As is the fried oyster sliders, the oyster stew, and the oyster Rockefeller with house-cured bacon.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your beer program, because I know it's expanded in the past couple of years.
Our owner, John Williams, is really big into beer, as is Chef Brian and myself. You know, we kind of wanted to make it a more of a comfortable place for people to come in and just enjoy what it is they're drinking and they're eating and their environment. So we looked a lot into our beer program and switched things up a couple years ago. And we added a lot more bottled beers, nice, really cool craft beers that you don't see in a lot of places. And then we also switched up our draft program. There's not the Miller Lights and the Bud Lights and the Coors Light on draft. It's things like the Great Lakes, Dortmunder Gold and the Full Circle and Fat Tire. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are starting to hear about Fat Tire here in the area, out of Colorado.
That's what I have one of those around my waist.
Yeah. They're really hard to lose.
According to my wife.
But don't you think, I mean, given where you're located in Arlington, I mean, it's a more educated clientele, especially when it comes to beer. And they're looking for, you know, small producers, artisan, people
there's a lot of hopheads in Arlington.
Right, exactly.
A lot of hopheads. And it's good. That's our clientele. And they're also educated about their food, too.
Sure.
So we need to be serving them good food and good beer in a funky atmosphere. You know, our dining room, our restaurant, it was built really well, constructed really well. It's not the usual cookie-cutter restaurant. It's a really cool, comfortable place to come and enjoy smoked pork and raw oysters.
It's a good combo. Well, plus you have that great patio.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really
it's
wonderful.
Patio season.
I know.
Well,
yes.
Since we're talking about food anyways, we're going to swing that microphone over to Chef Adam Barnett from Eventide. Adam, how are you?
Fantastic. Yourself?
Excellent.
Well, I'm
so
just groovy,
Chef,
man.
You're new at Eventide. When did you join them?
Um, Unbelievably enough, I'm coming up on my first year.
April. Oh, you've been there for a year?
Yeah, April, mid-April.
You didn't look that new to me.
I don't feel that new.
Okay. So you've been there for a year.
Yeah.
Now, how was it coming into a restaurant? Because Eventide had sort of opened, made it quite a splash when it first opened. And then, you know, there was some changes there. So you came in after those changes.
Yeah.
So how did you put your stamp on a popular restaurant?
With a lot of hard work.
Okay.
No, it was, I walked in, to be honest with you, I had a very good core group of people to work with. Mm-hmm. The ownership, you know, supported virtually every move that I wanted to make. And I think that, you know, over the course of time, you can't change, you know, you didn't build Rome in a day. And over the course of the past year, I think we've really come to a good spot. So.
And what were you like when you looked at the original menu and you were like, okay, this is how I'm going to put my stamp on it. What were the changes you were looking to make it yours?
Well, I mean, I think that stylistically speaking, I'm a lot more, med rim, vegetable driven. Not to say that I don't like bacon jam, because that stuff's delicious.
Who doesn't like bacon jam?
And it would go really well with vegetables.
We'd have to throw you out.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be really good tossed with that asparagus,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I might make that move.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm a lot more vegetable driven. And you know, the fare that I walked into, I mean, of course, I walked into the remnants of a winter menu. Mm-hmm. In the springtime, there was a little lag between my coming on board and the previous guys leaving. So there was kind of a, if you will, like a winter hangover when I walked into the place and I drove, the vegetable aspect pretty hard. Coming from Little Washington and from West End Bistro, I have a pretty good network of farmers and other foragers. So they helped me out quite a bit.
When you come into a situation like that, and you're taking over from somebody, and it's a whole new thing, and people are still working on, you know, the old season's menu when they probably shouldn't be. Is there a lot of guff from people, or are they so glad to see you? They're, you know, down on their knees praising you.
No, I think everybody welcomed me with open arms. I mean, at least is what they'll tell me to my face. I mean, you know.
He's the
boss.
We're going to talk to them now.
Yeah, really.
It's good to see you. Can you hold this grenade?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Nobody invited me up to the roof to push me off. So, that's a positive sign.
Yeah, that's only two stories.
So why the focus on vegetables for you?
Well, you know, I grew, you know, growing up in Ohio, I hate to be that cliche chef who always talks about, you know, grandma this and grandma that, but you know, my family always had a vegetable garden. I mean, mm-hmm. that was just kind of part and parcel.
You just became a cliche chef.
I did, you know, and I didn't want to do that. I swore I wouldn't do it, and I did it.
I remember grandma's garden.
Yeah, I learned at grandma's feet. It was just always one of those things where, you know, I was always around gardens. And when we were when I was a young kid, we used to go down to southeastern Ohio, and there was I met a guy who used to forage for ramps and ginseng and sassafras root and things like that. And
cool.
I mean, as a kid wandering through the woods, you don't really kind of get it that it's food. It's just more or less I'm away from my parents and I can, you know, do
You're
things.
You're on a treasure
hunt. Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, so but I think in a lot of ways it just kind of manifests itself in what you do later on in life, those early childhood memories.
Will my daughter walk away with now that I took her to the Hunger Games? I mean, that's an early childhood memory that has now been imprinted on her
brain. That's right. How to stick an arrow through somebody's head.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, you might want to change tack on. Yeah, yeah. You might want to change tack on the bow and arrow
Let me
thing.
Just say right here that Nikki's a bad mother. So anyway. You already had resources for your vegetables when you went to the restaurant.
Yeah.
So. I mean, what farms and how far are you going to get what you need?
Well,
he's got a guy.
Yeah, I've got a guy.
I've
got
a guy.
That's actually my good friend Joe Palma discovered that when we first started working together, that I always have a guy for something.
Right. He's got a guy like this gorgeous bag of
ranch. Okay, we'll talk after the show because I need to. Well, never mind.
Okay. So tell us, though, because you are doing vegetarian menus, correct?
Like, or do you have vegetable driven? I wouldn't say vegetarian. Okay. I always have vegetarian options on the menu. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple salads that are very easily converted over to a vegetarian. They have a meat or a fish based garnish.
Okay,
but that's just as easily taken off as anything else.
Well, because I think for a lot of people, I mean, especially people in the food community, we are trying to put more vegetables and grains on our plate and less protein. But it is not an easy process for those of us who are protein eaters.
And for a chef, it's a challenging thing from a creative process because a lot of times you walk in and you say, you know, well, I've got this great piece of halibut. How do I make this, you know, to be a star? Whereas with, you know, if you're working with vegetables, you start thinking less about protein as the star so much as flavor profile as the star. So it, in a lot of ways, it's kind of an interesting challenge to go that route.
So now what did you bring in today? Because we have to take a break, but then we can talk about it in depth afterwards.
Well, we've got, I've got salt-cured beets with a ramp charmoula and dressed with a little bit of microgreens from our friends, the Irwin Brothers, up in Kennett Square, PA.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some asparagus with some salt-baked fingerling potatoes, some pea shoots, also from our friends in Kennett Square.
Yummy,
and we've got some celery leaves, a little truffle vinaigrette on there. So,
all right, well, we're going to dig into that.
Cool.
We're going to take a break. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on Federal News Radio at 10 a.m. Please join me this week for my special guest, Sharon Snow, CEO of Metropolitan Capital Strategies. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman & Pittleman, located in Fairfax, Virginia, and serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7777.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy. Interested in boomboxes?
Yeah, I just got the iPhone 4S, and I want a docking system for when I'm at home.
Easy answer. The Insignia boombox with HD radio technology receives all the HD2, HD3 channels here in town and has iTunes tagging for your iPhone 4S.
Oh yeah, iTunes tagging is cool. Tag and buy songs you hear on HD radio stations.
Yep, and it's only $99.
Wow, $99 and works with iPhone 4S? Lead the way.
Learn about HD radio technology at HDradio.com. More radio, more value.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Chef Adam Barnett from Eventide is loading us down with veggies. And Sean Mooney just put a couple of beers in front of me. This is a life. I wish I didn't have like a regular job.
These plates are so gorgeous.
This is beautiful.
So let's talk about pea shoots.
Let's do it.
Yes, let's talk about pea shoots.
Are they only available this time of year? I mean, is this it? Like, are we looking at it now? Are they available longer? Tell us a little bit about them.
No, they're going to be available pretty much all year round. You should be able to find pea shoots going well into, you know, August, September.
Really?
And yeah, pea shoots essentially, I mean, as the pea vine kind of stretches out, it drops the pod, and then it forms another tendril, and then
right.
It'll keep going and drop another pod and form another tendril. So as long as the pea plant's growing, you can get pea.
Those are so sweet. Like,
they really
are. Such a delicious flavor.
To me, they're like the harbinger of spring to me.
Okay, right.
That's very poetic.
It is poetic. All right, so tell us more, as the seasons are changing, what we can find on the new Eventide menu.
Well, as soon as all the friends and folks from all around the kind of Delmarva Peninsula start bringing us new stuff in,
mm-hmm.
We've got some people who are promising some pretty interesting summer radishes coming around. Just discovered a watermelon farmer.
Okay.
Just out of northern
watermelon
Georgia.
Radish or watermelon?
No, actually watermelons. This guy's he's growing a bunch of he has got Charentaise melons. They're out of northern Georgia.
Okay.
And they're just, I mean, when they're in season, they're just so sweet and just, they're absolutely beautiful.
So is that something you would cut up like with tomatoes and, I mean, and feta cheese? Like what are you going to do with them?
Last year we did a crab and watermelon salad. So we took diced up watermelon. We mixed it with some of the local blue crab.
Mm-hmm.
Crab meat with the claws.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I make a little tofu based ginger dressing.
Fun.
Yep, mix it all up, send it out. It's fantastic on a rooftop when it's 90 degrees.
Right. Now tell us, so Eventide is 3 floors?
Yeah.
Just walk us through it.
Okay.
Bar downstairs, explain it.
Yeah, we just actually revamped our bar downstairs and rebranded as Odd Bar, which it's got its own menu all to its own. It's it's a little bit more of the inspired bar grill / French bistro food. Craft cocktails, a couple beers on tap.
Okay.
Tim Irwin's our bar manager there, does a fantastic job. Then upstairs to the second floor, you can either take the stairs or the elevator. I take the elevator because I'm lazy.
Okay.
You get to the formal.
You look lazy. That's how I would describe you.
Exactly.
I'd be like, that chef is lazy.
He looks lazy. That, well, you know, it's true. It's true.
Anyway, about 320?
Yeah. Pushing it. I'm planning on offensive line for the Redskins this year.
He actually weighs about 140, I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah, if that. Yeah. So second floor is our formal dining room. Large vaulted ceilings.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's really, really is. It's such a romantic spot. And that's, we've got a kitchen specifically for that. We do, we do our main dinner menu, and then we've got the rooftop, which is absolutely amazing. You get a pretty panoramic view of Clarendon. You can actually see across the river into DC, and contrary to popular belief, you don't need a passport to come to Virginia.
Is he speaking to you?
Not maybe. All right, but make sure everybody knows where you are. What's your
address? We're at 3165 Wilson Boulevard. We are
really
literally 15 feet off of the Clarendon Metro Orange Line, so there's a lot of convenient ways to get to us: cab, bus, car.
Great, right. Adam. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody, drop in
food.
And see Adam.
It's gorgeous.
Eventide.
Let me know
if
you need some ramps.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right, Mooney. Back to you. What's all this beer? My gosh.
Yeah, all right, so we worked our way through Austria, then you went over to Full Circle Kolsch. Now we're looking at the Great Lakes Dortmunder Gold. Mm-hmm. This just came into town. A lot of people are jumping on board. Again, that's on draft. Really nice. It actually tastes like you're in a beer hall in Germany. It's good. Now you just need some schnitzel and we'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
Danke. But now you're doing an oyster stew. Is that something that you're serving?
Now,
with the
oyster stew, think clam chowder, think New England clam chowder. We're going ahead. We're throwing in our local Chesapeake Bay oysters in there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of celery, onions, carrot, the classic mirepoix, thickened with bechamel. And that's really it. Real simple. It's our soup of the day on Sundays. It's just a nice light oyster stew. You can add bacon to it if you really want to. It'd be a nice touch.
I think your bacon jam should just be a condiment on the table.
It's good.
I would just
it's
put
really
it on
good.
Everything.
Instead of putting butter with the bread, we'll just put that out.
That is an excellent idea.
Yeah, well,
I think you should go with that one.
Done. John, did you hear that? Yeah. We're doing that tonight.
Are they listening?
John, are you listening? All right, let's make sure everybody knows where the restaurant is. And you should really hit the happy hour thing again because they can come tonight.
Right.
Yeah, come on in tonight. We're at 2950 Clarendon Boulevard. A block and a half away from Eventide, a block down from the Clarendon
Metro.
It's like
Metro. Arlington Day. I'm
yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, yeah. It's Arlington. It's an Arlington party.
Right.
Yeah.
That whole area is
great.
It's booming. It's good.
Unbelievable.
And with patio season, there's just people out everywhere. It's been good for all of our business. I mean, everyone's doing really well now that the weather's broken and people are out there enjoying.
Yeah, because we had a really
tough
winter.
The weather hasn't broken. This is called global warming.
Yeah.
It is broken and it can't be fixed, unfortunately. There goes a penguin. Look out the window. All right, so I want to, I've got to sort of take over here.
I know
for
you
a couple
do, but
minutes.
Before you do that, I have to announce the winner.
Oh,
can I do that
yes.
first? Okay, so we ran a Twitter contest this week on Nikki Nellis, the Twitter handle.
Nikki Nellis, the Twitter handle.
Giada De Laurentiis is going to be at 6 and I Synagogue on March 31st.
She doesn't look Jewish.
She's not. But Bonnie Benwick is, and Bonnie Benwick from Washington Post is going to be interviewing her. And we have been given the opportunity to give away two tickets with two books. So I'm only giving away one ticket so that you can take another person. So the winner is, and we had lots of people participate, but Suzanne Johnson, and I don't know how to say her Twitter handle, but we will tweet it out. You are the winner. You're going to get two tickets and two books to Giada De Laurentiis at the 6 and 9
And I just
Synagogue.
Want to say, Suzanne, I told you I'd set that up for you.
So, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, now
all
you
right,
can go.
So I got to do a couple of housekeeping things. I do want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible.
Mm-hmm.
The people at Georgetown Bagelry. And we're going to be debuting a new bagel from Georgetown Bagelry called the Happiness Bagel on April 22nd. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But also Neighborhood Restaurant Group. That's the Two Rusticos, Evening Star, Tallulah Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, Fabulous Birch and Barley, and Church Key Upstairs. Also, the two founding farmers, and I'll tell you more about the one out in Potomac in a minute. Charles Schwartz and Son, Bethesda Central Farm Market, and Carmine's, Fabulous Carmine's downtown. Speaking of them, we did a remote there in January, and we had a couple hundred people show up. We just did the show live.
Not a couple hundred. We don't have 120 million people. Let's not make it.
Thousands of people showed up.
It was very cool, but it wasn't that.
We had to.